De la Cruz championing local input in U.S.-Mexico water agreements for the Rio Grande Valley. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. On October 11, 2024, Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz introduced a bill to give local stakeholders in the Rio Grande Valley more influence in U.S.-Mexico water-sharing negotiations. The region, which heavily relies on the Rio Grande River for agricultural and urban development, has long felt underrepresented in these discussions, which the 1944 U.S.-Mexico Water Treaty governs. De la Cruz's bill addresses concerns from farmers, ranchers, municipalities, and industries about water shortages and their lack of input in past negotiations. The legislation proposes several key measures: public forums for input, the International Boundary and Water Commission, IBWC, would be required to hold at least 5 public forums, with 3 in the Rio Grande Valley, to gather input from local stakeholders before finalizing new water agreements. Transparency in decision-making. The IBWC must formally consider public comments before reaching final agreements with Mexico, ensuring that local perspectives are included. Focus on agriculture and development. The bill highlights water's critical role in supporting the region's agricultural sector and economic development. Over 500,000 acres of irrigated farmland are dependent on the Rio Grande's water supply. The bill aims to enhance transparency, give local stakeholders a voice, and ensure equitable water-sharing agreements. While there may be challenges, such as potential delays in finalizing agreements, De La Cruz's efforts reflect a push toward more inclusive water management for the Rio Grande Valley's future.